Hello and welcome to the Monday, August 4th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. On Friday, the Samba team announced a critical vulnerability in the NMBD NetBIOS name service that comes as part of Samba 4. All versions of Samba 4 are vulnerable to an unauthenticated attack against this name service. Good news is you may not need that NMBD name service at all if you're not actually using the NetBIOS name resolution protocol. However, many Samba installs do start NMBD by default, even if you don't need it. So check on that first. And a patch has been made available, so check your Unix distribution if it already has a copy of that patch available for your system. Also, typically to send these queries, the attacker would have to be on the same local network as the victim, and there is no exploit available right now that I know of, but of course it may not take too long for an exploit to be developed, given the popularity of this protocol. And last day, we talked about this strange changeroot Apache 0-day user agent that many users saw in their web logs. The author of this particular scan came forward now, stating that it was all meant to be just a hoax. So overall, nothing to see here, and let's see what other odd user agents you can find. And then yet another story why you probably want to rebuild systems instead of just removing the malware if you find them infected. Turns out the Citadel malware added a new trick to its arsenal in order to gain more persistence. This particular malware has always included VNC, and then of course one of the hopes here was that because VNC is not necessarily malicious software, it's whitelisted and remains on the system after the actual malware is then removed. Well, administrators have caught up to this and are now removing VNC. So in order to go one step further, Citadel is now adding a new user to the system with admin privileges and added to the remote desktop protocol groups. So with this username and password that the malware sets up, an attacker could then remotely connect to the system, which would then again allow the attacker to reinstall the malware or add additional new malware. Yes, it should be standard procedure to check for additional users that malware may have added to the system, but if you just trust uninstall guides or even use, then that may not necessarily happen. So this is why it's so important to wipe the system, because who knows what else the attacker may have done to it. And yes, even today we do have some Internet of Things news again, this time from the defensive side, ConPot. ConPot is a honeypot that has been designed to emulate industrial control systems, and it now has been extended to also emulate smart meters. One interesting feature that ConPot provides is a proxy mode. Many of these Internet of Things devices, smart meters and the like, use proprietary protocols, so it's not always easy to figure out how to respond to a certain command. ConPot now offers a proxy module where you put ConPot in front of an actual device, and with that you can now record the interaction and actually then write a ConPot module that will emulate what ConPot saw earlier with the real device. Pretty neat technique, and we'll see what kind of results they get out of this. And then just sticking with this theme for one more item here, Symantec came out with a paper analyzing some wearable devices. Those are those various fitness apps and such that you commonly use with a mobile phone. And surprise, these devices and protocols they're using are pretty vulnerable. For example, many of them do transmit credentials in clear text. There is also no clear privacy policy for for about half of them. They also contact a large number of domains, and that's just where it starts. If you're interested, read the full paper from Symantec. Well, and that's it for today again. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.